WRKO4SR requesting
white noise. I'm mobile in the Powdersville area. Unless somebody else is available to get it to you before now, you're really coming in with nothing light white noise over here. I gotta go ahead and clear out KO4 NH. I'll be clear.
KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo. Yeah, I need to. I'm on a mobile, backpack mobile, and switching elevation. No copy. Over. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Golf Whiskey Romeo, lost radio contact with radio operator and requesting radio check. KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo standing by. Over.
That's a lot better. You're now coming into the repeater pretty well.
10-4, I appreciate that. We switched elevation and did a little tweaking, but glad to hear that we're coming in well and your radio is down at 10-4 as well. KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo, out.
KWR KO4 and NH, yeah, you're coming in pretty well. Thank you. I'm currently mobile in the Powdersville area. I am actually at a fast food restaurant real quick, but now you're coming in pretty clear now. I'm actually using a Yaesu 300DR. I'm currently running in FM mode, and you're coming in with the repeater almost full quiet. You got a little bit of white noise now, but you're definitely coming into the repeater. No issues now.
10-4, I appreciate that. 10-9, your call sign for me again.
Oscar 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred.
4, November Hotel. KO4, Golf Whiskey Romeo. This is Doug in Greenville, and I appreciate your comeback. 10-4.
Clear. Just a quick question. Are you a CB operator as well?
I am a former radio. Over.
If you were using 10 codes, I'm passing along what was told from me from my helmet. Just be careful about using 10 codes. I don't know how they are about this computer. I haven't heard nobody say anything about it, but just be aware whenever using 10 codes. We mainly use, at least to my knowledge, we use Q codes, but I don't know. I haven't been still that long, so I could be using 10 codes. I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, I got you. Yeah, it's old habits that my former government job and the radio etiquette on that job. I will be on the lookout and try to be more mindful of that, and I appreciate that heads up. KO4, Golf Whiskey Romeo, I sure appreciate it. November Hotel.
And what an Elmer told me a long time ago, like I said, this repeater, I'm not sure. Everybody on this repeater is pretty nice, so are you new to the area?
Relatively new to the area. I'm originally from Maryland. KO4, Golf Whiskey Romeo. Yes, I am originally from Darlington County. No copy.
Darlington County in North Carolina?
Negative. It's Darlington County, South Carolina.
I think I know exactly where you're from then. KO4 NH for station ID. You state though, there's a lot of good amateur radio operators over here. I've actually been licensed since March, but I've been learning HF from my Elmer long before then. He kind of is the one that got me started in amateur radio. Tim and I got the same base station in a Yaesu ST-991A. We actually use STA on HF, but I like to go off and do more than just STA. I like to mess around with sideband as well. But I'm still a technician class, so I can only get on 10 meters right now.
Yeah, Tim, we'll copy that. Yeah, I was given a very high-end Python something or other. I can't remember, but it's very, very high-end, I guess. And I haven't plugged it in yet. I am still trying to adjust to amateur radio as opposed to government radio. I use the Kent codes and the different languages. I have a setup speaking from a backpack radio. Also speaking from a Motorola URC system. And
drop the repeater now. I can barely make out what you're saying now. I heard Motorola and you was talking about using TIN codes with government radio. We actually, at least my job, I work a third shift in the automotive plant. We do use some TIN codes, but it's not often when we do. But I understand what you're talking about there with adjusting to amateur radio. Amateur radio is definitely different, but. But yeah, like I said, though, you're starting to drop out the repeater there, Doug.
Okay, well, KOH, November Hotel, this is going to be KOH, Golf Whiskey Romeo, and I will be signing off. Pleasure speaking with you, listening to you, and hope you speak soon. KO4, Golf Whiskey Romeo, out.
7-3, Doug. I hope you have a great day, man. KO4 NNH, I'll still be monitoring.
NNH, KO4 NUE. How are you, Fred?
NUE, KO4 NNH. Hey, Chad, how are you doing, man? Man, I'm doing pretty well.
Good, good. What you up to today? You out riding around or just enjoying the day or running errands or what?
Home from spending the night at my parents' house. I'm currently in Powdersville picking up some lunch on my way home. I basically was on the verge of passing out yesterday, so I decided to go to my parents' house, get a little bit of sleep because I was in the area.
Got to have that sleep now. You mess with that sleep, you messing with a lot.
Believe me, I know, man. I had had a bunch of doctor appointment yesterday for an injury I had at work, and then I virtually had no sleep from that. Everybody wouldn't blow up my phone to call me about that, about the doctor appointment. Then I went up to see a good friend of mine in Greer, and I basically went from there. I said, I need to get some sleep, so I went up to my parents' house, spent some time with the family, and ended up sleeping on their couch.
Sometimes it's okay to be like Dorothy in Clicky Heels and say there's no place like home because you can get some rest in places like that you can't normally get at home. I mean, I don't know. I got a lot of distractions here at my place at times, and I need to head up to Deer Camp to get some rest because it's just so busy and things get so hectic. And it's always good to find a way to get rest.
And what you up to today, Chad?
My wife and my sister-in-law have got some projects that they are needing some help with. Sometimes it's bad enough knowing I've got a honeydew list with my wife, but when the sister gets involved, it's just, you know what I mean?
I mean, there. Honestly, I do. That sounds like my mother and my sister right there. good question, though. Your wife just got a license recently, did she not? Pass along a piece of traffic from East Anchor. Congrats.
You want to do a piece of traffic?
Joking there, Chad. No, pass along my words of congratulations, though. Honestly, wasn't heard of family.
I'll give her a verbal piece then. And tell her that Fred said congratulations on her ticket. And but other than that, where are you headed today?
Go home. I got a HF antenna I need to put up. I'm still putting that off, but with this injury I just got, I don't know if I'll be able to put that up anytime soon. So I'll probably end up trying to mess with a little bit of SDR or look into making a little hotspot that I can use my handheld with. Beyond that, I ain't got really much planned today. I probably just want to take it easy and try to recover a bit.
You okay? I mean, you just, well, let me leave it at that. You all right?
Okay, I ended up pulling a muscle on the spinal cord, the cord to the doctor, yesterday. So I got to kind of take it easy right now, let my muscles heal back up on near my spinal cord before I can really do anything extensive.
Mess around with that back, you know. But, yeah, just take it easy today and, you know, try to do something enjoyable. And I guess the main thing is get some rest, because when you're tired and injured too, that just makes things a lot worse. But anyway, well, Fred, I got a question for you.
KO4NUE for station ID.
KO4NUE station ID. I can't remember if it was you, but I was talking with a guy a couple of weeks ago. It may have been you or Kurt. He was a new ham. He had just got his ticket. I think his last three of his prefix was it RRU or UUR or something like that. He was a new ham. And I invited him to come to the Caesar's Head repeater and check in, and he told me he was going, you know, get some rest that night. But were you involved in that conversation with us the other day?
Let me try to recall. Do you know how far back that was and what time of day it may have been?
Yeah, it was in the afternoon, probably about 2 weeks ago, and he got on the air and called CQ, and I politely said, hey, you know, look, we don't call CQ on the 2 meter net normally. That's HF, and I hope I didn't hurt that man's feelings. I wasn't trying to do that. I was just trying to help him out a little bit. And I mean, if I remember, it was you or another ham operator came in and said, hey, you know, sometimes it's okay to just say, you know, you did a good job trying, and encourage people, this, that, and the other. And if you know that guy, I didn't mean to offend him at all, and was not trying to offend him. I just, I felt like maybe I hurt his feelings, because he got off the air immediately after that. So my point is, if you know the guy, please let him know. I'm definitely not that kind of person. I was just trying to give him some constructive help, and I hope he didn't take it wrong.
Negative. I don't remember being a part of that conversation, but I do know, I think I know who you're talking about, because I may have talked. There was a gentleman I was talking to back when I first put my mobile unit in my car, and I was actually on my way home, and I believe they ended up blowing the fuses out. So I had to stop by somewhere and pick up the fuses. But I remember talking to a gentleman who was actually not that far down the road. He told me he was on a Baofeng radio, and if I recall correctly, I think I know who you're talking about, but he didn't call CQ or anything like that. He just threw his call sign out there. We ended up having a conversation, but I think it's the same gentleman that you're talking about, but I'm not entirely sure. It's been almost a month and a half ago, though.
ND7J Mobile.
ND7J, this is KO4NUE and KO4NNH. Fred and Chad, how are you today, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm just not sure if I might know the person you're talking about. Do you have the call sign?
I knew him. KO4, it was either UUR or RRU. I can't remember the last three, but it had two U's or two R's in it. And like I said, I didn't really correct him. I thought he called for CQ on 2 meters, and I just said, typically we don't call 2 meters, CQ on 2 meters unless it's a net. And he just immediately just apologized and shut the station down, and I haven't heard from him since. And that absolutely was not my intent at all to hurt his feelings, and I'm just trying to get in touch with the guy and tell him that. But KO4NUE for station ID.
Chad, quick question, or maybe the other gentleman may know. Either one of y'all have to call me through STD, because I've been running STD this year recently. Usually 6 people that open from the won't take my call at the station, come up with my JCPS software.
So I've been a ham 9 years, and I was calling another station on HF running split, and I was on 20 meters on one side and 15 meters on the other, and couldn't understand why the guy couldn't hear me. So we all make mistakes, and I'm sure he'll listen, and he'll be back around.
A complete double. Anything anybody said. So I guess the other station, I didn't get your call. Other station other than Fred, go ahead.
Yeah, that was Bob, MD7J, and I was just saying, he'll be back, he'll listen, and everybody listens and learns, and I wouldn't get too worried about it. If you hear him, you know, you can let him know, and but more than likely he'll listen in and not talk maybe for a little while. A lot of times new guys will do that, and I know that when I was new, actually not that long ago, running split on HF, was on 14 meters on one side, or 20 meters on one side and 15 meters on the other side. Couldn't understand why the guy wasn't coming back to me and couldn't hear me. So everybody makes little minor mistakes. It's to be expected, and everybody tries to help, and hopefully people don't take offense to it. ND7J Mobile.
My bad, I didn't mean to double up on their on you there, but no, I was saying, has anybody saw the gentleman on STA HF by chance? Because I've been running STA on 10 meter and occasionally 6 meter. I haven't really jumped off through the sideband yet, but I this gentleman's been on HF, STA, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to start paying attention to that list on 10 meter.
And ND7J, thanks for the info, bud. I think next time I just won't say a whole lot, because I certainly, it bothers me a little bit if I feel like I've offended somebody, and that's certainly not my intent. I just remember when I first got on, it took me 2 days to figure out how to program the radio, and when I got on, finally got on the air, distinctly remember going CQ, CQ, CQ. This is KO4NUE, and it was pretty immediate when two wiser hams got on and politely, you know, steered me in the right direction. And you know, I didn't take offense to it, but I feel like maybe the other guy did, and I that was not my intent at all.
If somebody is doing something in error, is look them up on QRZ and send them a little email, and then you can explain yourself, not trying to offend, just wanted to let you know, so, you know, somebody doesn't offend you. And if you do it off air, sometimes it's a little bit better, but I've made attempts to correct people on air, and some days they take it with good stride, and some days they don't, so... and it depends on the person. So, and I think it's is this Patrick?
Ed.
I knew it was one or the other because you both sound a lot alike on the radio. I knew it was one or the other. So, then the other gentleman, go ahead, Fred. I think it was Fred. Go ahead.
Right over here, station ID is KO4 NNH Mobile, actually, in Powderville today. But, I don't like to correct people per se, but I just like to give, like, the little heads up, my Omers, and, well, Omer and Omers, some silent key now, unfortunately, but I just like to relay some information I've been told, and maybe try to help some new hands out myself, even though, but I will admit, though, I'm still fairly new myself. I only had my tickets since March, so I'm wrong, I'll rightly admit if I'm wrong.
A lot of the guys that I talk to will do, if there's three or four of us on the radio, to avoid doubling up, is we'll actually pass it to somebody else, try and get a circle going, you know, so ND7J, go ahead, Chad.
And the other night, my wife is a new ham, and she has got some major mic fright. But when she checks into the net, there's been a couple times where she's doubled, and it just kind of embarrasses her a little bit when she doubles. And but I've noticed that she will key the mic and say net control and let off of the mic, and then we'll go back and say what she's going to say. And by accident, I realized that when you do that, when you key the mic and say net control or your station and let off for a brief second, that gives you an opportunity to hear if somebody else is doubling with you. If you don't hear anybody in there, then go on, you know, with your conversation. It takes a little bit to get used to, but I learned that by watching her, and I think she was doing it by accident. But that's a good way not to double, that I've learned so far. Go ahead, Fred.
It was pretty interesting right there, honestly. I would never thought about doing that, but nah, it's just every time I get in a big, especially like yesterday, oh my goodness, we had like four or five, I think maybe six guys in the repeater yesterday during the evening on my way out to Greer. We get just passing along like in one big circle. That's basically the way we were managed the conversation there, so we wouldn't double up on each other.
Got an antenna flopping around here in my truck. That is actually the proper way to check into a net, is to, because you're going to have doubling when everybody's trying to check in. It's going to happen. So if you do that, key the mic, unkey for a second, and then listen for a quick second and see if you're doubling. That's the actual proper way to check into a net. And as far as to see if you're doubling with somebody on just a casual conversation like we're doing here, you can also key the mic and say, let me see if I've got it, or whatever, and let unkey for a second and see if you're doubling with somebody. Unfortunately, a lot of us forget to do that, but your wife was actually doing it the proper way. Go ahead, Chad.
Interesting thing is that she just kind of jumped in the hobby with me because our kids are all gone to college. We took our daughter last week to Clemson, so we're all empty nesters. So we're trying to find something to, you know, keep our minds busy and occupy our time and this, that, and the other. So I decided I'd go down and get my general ticket and try the exam. And she goes in and says, "Well, I'm gonna try too." And I'm just like, yeah, okay. So we go in and take the exam, and man, she didn't miss but two on the whole test. And doesn't know anything about electronics, doesn't know anything about electricity or radios or anything like that. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And it took me a week to study for just the technician portion, you know.
And we know who the smarter of your family is. So. I was just kidding you. But, there are people that go in and take the technicians, then they take the general, then they take the extra all in one sitting.
Just, I'll tell you right up front that she's the smarter one. She's the brain, I'm the brawn. And I've learned to accept that after 27 years of marriage. So go ahead, Fred. You still in there?
I'm just here listening to y'all. So, Chad, you got your upgrade, I'm guessing. What about your wife? Is she a technician or a general?
And I think that's kind of where she wants to leave it. I think her motivation was, I got a deer camp up in Liberty, and I go up there and spend some time up there maintaining the property and, you know, this, that, and the other. And I don't have cell service very well up there. It's really bad. So I think her motivation was to get the technician ticket so, you know, we could stay in touch when I'm down at the deer camp, you know, bush hogging or hunting or doing whatever, you know. A lot better way than having to rely on a cell phone, I guess.
Make sure I got it here. I'm going to hop out of here. I'm just about home. I picked up a 6-meter antenna, and I want to get it off and out of the truck. But I mentioned to you both, one of the clubs in the area, the SCDXA, South Carolina DX Association. You guys would like to come down and join the meetings. It's the third Thursday of every month. And if you want some more information on it, you can email me. My first name, Bob, at my call sign, nd7j.com. If you'd like to come and join us, we'd love to have you come and come to the meetings. Very casual, just a lot of camaraderie and good fun. So either one of you want to, shoot me an email, and I'll send you an invite to the reflector, and you can come down and see what it's all about. Hope you both have a good day, ND7J. And let me see. Go ahead, send it over to chat, and then you guys can have back at it. 73.
Bob, I'll definitely shoot you an email, and... ND7J, KO4NU. I'm clear. You have a wonderful day, sir, and it was a pleasure talking to you. Pick it up, Fred.
3, Bob. I hope you have a great day. Yeah, Chad, I'm actually going to have to dip out here myself, man. Look, I'm starting to drop the repeater in terms of being able to hear. So, Chad, I hope you have a great day. 73 from KO4NH. I'll be clear after your final.
Be safe and take care of you back. Get some rest, bud. Talk to you later, KO4NUE. I'm clear.
The 1-2.
WHM monitoring.